We're here with legendary golf writer Art Spander. Art, how long have you been covering the Hope, and how long have you been covering golf?
Well, I started covering golf in 1965, and I started coming to the Hope in the late 60s, and haven't been here all the time. I've been to 43 straight Masters, which I like to talk about, and 57 straight Rose Bowls, apropos of nothing. But I saw Arnie win the Hope, beat Dean Beeman in a playoff here. I still remember Arnie used a 5-iron on the hole, and Beeman had to use a 3-wood. And I've come on and off, a lot of them in the 90s, and and they've changed courses and quite a bit. I remember a couple of years ago, obviously Michael Jordan played here, mm-hmm. and more just as much fun for me was Pete Sampras. I do a lot of tennis, do Wimbledon, and walked around with Sampras for a while. So seen a lot of people play in this tournament.
Excellent. Guys to watch this year, what do you think?
People always say, is Nicklaus, this is in the old days, Nicklaus going to win this tournament? That's the great thing about golf. I mean, you go with the top people, and yet Pat Perez wasn't figured here. Charlie Hoffman wasn't figured here. Mickelson does figure. He's not playing. But, people always say, well, Mickelson and Tiger when they're playing. And yet they don't win all the time. So I would just go with the guys who are, the top people who have good track records here, or people who are coming out of Sony and played well.
So we just had Classic Ambassador Yogi Berra in the interview room. Tell us about the chance to interview Yogi and really get to talk about the history of the game of baseball and just to get to talk to a baseball legend like that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, at my age, I'm 71, it's more fun for me to talk to guys I watched when I was a kid or read about, Yogi Berra and his people of his era. Even you might say of the great golfers, the great baseball players today, football players. I've done doing the Super Bowl, but yeah, it was one. I'm incredibly impressed. Yogi has all of his senses, and what a memory! He was talking about landing at Normandy, in the D-Day invasion, and he was talking about the rockets on either side of the boat and the ensign who controlled his boat, the landing craft. And then we just everything. And he was talking about the old Yankees, and he's throwing out names. Everybody knows Mantle and DiMaggio, but Johnny Cooks and people like that. Art Dittmar and names that, I was like 10, 8, 10, 12, and I remember those names. And the guy is really sharp. And of course, he's getting famous now in those Aflac commercials, the way DiMaggio got famous in the Mr. Coffee commercials. And I'll say this, couldn't happen to a nicer guy than Yogi Berra.